Will Americans be duped again into complying with high-pressure masking, groupthink, forced lockdowns, and repeated mRNA jabs? Last week on Friday, July 21, the Biden administration quietly announced the creation of a new permanent office within the White House called the Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response Policy, or OPPR. Joe Biden has named a military man, retired Air Force Major General Paul Friedrichs, to head up the new office. "Why now? I thought COVID was over," Biden said months ago. "COVID was over, totally conquered. The only folks I know who are still getting COVID are the ones who got multiple mRNA COVID jabs, causing their immune-compromised bodies to continue to manufacture the toxic spike proteins, which then make them sick. We also continue to hear weekly of young healthy people who are dying, suddenly, with no warning. By creating this new office and emphasizing that it will be permanent, this is a red flag that should have our keen attention. Is the government, still drunk with new powers gained from the last pandemic, telegraphing to us plebiscites that another pandemic is right around the corner? The significance of this step by Biden last Friday cannot be fully and properly contextualized without going into a little history dating back to 2019 and 2020. We could go even further back to show how U.S. laws were changed in preparation for a massively hyped pandemic, but for the sake of space I will only go back a few years. While the media and the entire globalist establishment did their best to hide it, the United States, in the spring of 2020, went into a form of medical martial law. In a May 15, 2020, news release from the Department of Defense, the Trump administration announced the appointment of General Gustav F. Perna as Chief Operating Officer of Operation Warp Speed, the administration's national program to accelerate the development, manufacturing, and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics, medical countermeasures. Below is Trump at the White House podium with General Perna as he announced the launch of Operation Warp Speed. On May 14, 2020, Reuters reported as follows: President Donald Trump is mobilizing the U.S. military to distribute a novel coronavirus vaccine when one becomes available and will focus first on older Americans. "You know it's a massive job to give this vaccine," Trump said in an interview broadcast Thursday on Fox Business Network. "Our military is now being mobilized, so at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly." He said he believes there will be a vaccine by the end of the year and the United States is mobilizing, our military and other forces, on that assumption. Where did that assumption come from? Who was Trump relying on for his information and guidance in placing a COVID vaccine, which we are told did not even exist at that point, let alone been tested for short, medium and long-term safety, under the U.S. military? I'm not sure if this had ever been done before, at least not in America. Militaries are built to mobilize for war. And this was no different. The war was about to be waged against the American people. The weapons of war in this case would be a fierce propaganda campaign to prepare the battlefield, followed by a massive effort to inject a bioweapon directly into the bodies of every man, woman and child, down to 6 months of age. The establishment waged this war for 2 years. "Get a shot, get another shot, and another, and another." They paid you to get it. They threatened you with loss of job, loss of rights to travel and assemble, loss of healthcare, and loss of various benefits if you didn't get it. When has that ever happened before? On September 1, 2022, Biden delivered his infamous red speech, in which he threatened Americans who opposed his policies on COVID vaccines and other issues while flanked by two U.S. Marines. The symbolic message was unmistakable. The leash of tyranny has been loosened over the last 10 to 12 months. Travel has returned to normal, most of the mandates have been dropped, but all of the unconstitutional laws, rules, logistical practices and executive orders remain in place and at the ready to once again ramp up the heat on Americans to comply with whatever, new normal, the globalists desire to impose next. And Biden is getting ready for it by creating this new OPPR. But before we get into Biden's latest government creation, we have to finish the story of what has led up to this point. President Trump placed the distribution of an unproven, untested COVID vaccine under the U.S. military and engaged his White House COVID-19 task force, which was run by then Vice President Mike Pence along with Dr. Deborah Birx. Pence, a globalist neocon who comes across as almost robotic and soulless, was the perfect man for the job. He no doubt worked closely with the military-industrial complex to get this bioweapon offloaded into the civilian centers where it could be mass-injected into the population. The whole COVID response soon became all about vaccines. Every other treatment was demonized in the state-run media and on social media. Any countermessaging, Any questioning of the vaccine's safety or efficacy fell into what the federal government would call mis, dis, or malinformation. Quote, it had to be eradicated, silenced, and viciously countered, just as the globalists had wargamed during the Event 201 tabletop exercise on October 19, 2019, in New York City. It was here that CIA agent Avril Haines participated along with representatives of the CDC, the Chinese CDC, the UN World Health Organization, the Gates Foundation and other globalist entities would rehearse their response to the upcoming COVID biowarfare production. The COVID vaccine program became the most intense marketing and propaganda operation in world history, with people from all ages and all walks of life pressured to comply. I can still hear Trump bragging about the medical miracle, followed up a few months later by Joe Biden whispering, "Get the shot." When criticized for his role in bringing out an unsafe and ineffective vaccine based on all-new mRNA technology, Trump doubled down. In May 2021, Trump gave himself credit for the coronavirus vaccine rollout, calling it one of the greatest miracles of the ages. Quote, Trump issued a statement saying that without his administration's help with the purchase and military distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine, the U.S. wouldn't be where it's at in terms of the number of vaccinated Americans, adding that it took his team just 9 months to develop a vaccine while everybody was saying it would take at least 3 to 5 years. These two men, Trump and Biden, are more alike than many of us are willing to admit, because when the chips were down, neither one was a true leader. They simply did what the same group of unelected experts told them to do. The whole theater production remains to this day a largely military psychological operation based on fear and mass compliance. After initially criticizing what Trump had done in terms of Operation Warp Speed, Joe Biden, once he took office, continued the Trump policy of militarizing and pressurizing the vaccine rollout. Almost no American could honestly say they did not feel at least some pressure to submit to the shots. If you didn't, then you must live in a cocoon. The declaration of a national emergency was the key component used to engage the military and shield the vaccine manufacturers from even rudimentary levels of accountability and liability for their products. Because the vaccine was presented under medical countermeasures and placed under the military, all national and international laws protecting the civilian population from harmful experimental medical treatments were waived. Tens of thousands of Americans have paid for this outrage with their lives. Others have been permanently harmed and placed on disability, no longer able to work. Among the laws that were waived was the requirement that all people offered experimental treatments must be granted informed consent, a requirement that's embedded in both the U.S. emergency use authorization laws as well as international law through the Nuremberg Code. Physicians were allowed to violate informed consent, which requires full disclosure of all ingredients and all potential side effects in the experimental treatment. Most doctors and nurses never even questioned what was in the vaccines, let alone advised their patients about potential adverse events. If they did, they risked losing their medical licenses. So, they just repeated the narrative sent to them by the narrative creators. It was safe and effective. In doing this, the doctors also violated their medical oath to do no harm. Only under a situation of medical martial law could all of the laws and procedures meant to protect people be waived as they were in 2021 onward. That's the backstory. Fast forward to July 21, 2023. The aforementioned military operation was so successful that the Biden administration is now making it permanent and taking it to the next level. On Friday, July 21, the White House announced in a press release the creation of a new permanent office called the Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response Policy, or OPPR, with Major General Friedrichs at the helm. Friedrichs has served as special assistant to the president as senior director of global health security and biodefense at the White House National Security Council. He's also been in leadership positions with NATO. So this is a man who's right up there with General Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin in terms of his ability to rise up the ranks of the U.S. military. Guys like Milley, Austin, and Friedrichs are essentially globalist military bureaucrats who get promoted up the ladder by kissing the right backsides, not because they are particularly brilliant or wise. That's how it works in Washington. The July 21 White House press release states, this will be a permanent office in the executive office of the president charged with leading, coordinating, and implementing actions related to preparedness for, and response to, known and unknown biological threats or pathogens. I thought that was why we had the CDC, the HHS, and multiple other agencies. Why do we need another biomedical security office run by the military? The release further states that this new office will coordinate the administration's domestic response to public health threats that have pandemic potential or may cause significant disruption and strengthen domestic pandemic preparedness. This includes ongoing work to address potential public health outbreaks and threats from COVID-19, Mpox, polio, avian and human influenza, and RSV. Notice every one of the diseases listed has a vaccine ready and waiting. But just in case you aren't convinced that this new office will be all about getting more Americans injected with more of Big Pharma's new generation of mRNA vaccines, the very next paragraph of the news release spells it out, stating that the new office will drive and coordinate federal science and technology efforts related to pandemic preparedness. Specifically, OPPR will oversee efforts to develop, manufacture, and procure the next generation of medical countermeasures, including leveraging emerging technologies and working with HHS on next-generation vaccines and treatments for COVID-19 and other public health threats. Quote, I suspect, after reading through this release, that the next big pandemic is already on the shelf and waiting to be released, to be followed by another vaccine rollout and mass propaganda campaign. In February 2022, Bill Gates told CNBC, we'll have another pandemic, it will be a different pathogen next time. How does Gates know this? It was 100 years between the Spanish flu and COVID. Why is he so certain the next one is imminent and that it will be a different pathogen? It's no coincidence most countries are rolling out digital IDs and central bank digital currencies with some, such as Ethiopia, spotlighting 2025 for when these changes will be fully operational and mandated. Think of the possibilities if the next pandemic were to hit in the summer or fall of 2024 and just gets worse into 2025 as a new president is taking office. The globalist elites will by then have a newly upgraded digital enforcement mechanism to lock people down that was not available to them at the peak of the COVID pandemic in 2020 or 2021. COVID-2020-2021 was a valuable test run, launched by the globalists to see how many people would accept their new normal of 24/7 surveillance, mandated and repeated mRNA vaccines, restrictions on travel, speech, assembly, religious practices, and all purchases. Wash, rinse, repeat. The first round was successful beyond the globalists' wildest dreams in conditioning people for the coming beast system. They won't be able to resist a second round. The question is when, not if.